Many years ago, oh yes, quite a few, at a time when my life was in sudden, great turmoil, and there was no real direction to follow. So I thought, I became hoodwinked by the system so labeled, now get this, do unto others, but do it first. Do unto others, but do it first. In other words, hold your guard high, for there are many false prophets. Prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. But I didn't read the rest of the verse. The rest of the verse. But inwardly they are ravening wolves. But inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 7:15. False prophets will test your spiritual grit. Spiritual grit, people, that's the title I have given my message today. Tell me, how's your spiritual grit? Is it paramount in the eyes of God, or is it floundering within the sheepfold? Let's have a word of prayer, okay? Then we'll get into the message. Heavenly Father, great God that Thou art, please, Lord, look upon me with mercy and fill me with Thy wisdom. Please grant me utterance and wisdom that I might bring forth what Thou has already laid upon my heart. Please, Lord, unstop the ears of all who will hear, and let not Thy word return to You void. Fill me, O Lord, with Thy presence, and untie my tongue that all who hear will understand. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. Amen. Dear friends, are you already within the sheepfold? Are you already within the sheepfold of our mighty God? Is your heart unveiled before Him? Do you seek Him daily for guidance and instruction? Do you lay hold to His spiritual grit? Or are you simply floundering in the fields of sin? How is it with you? The fields of sin is a mighty great field. Large, humongous, you might say. And even overwhelming. You know, I thank God we have His Word to guide us. So when we do stray, then we can call upon our blessed Lord for direction and strength. There's a great warning from God throughout His holy book. A warning that helps us to identify our standing before Him. That we may be strengthened anew when we encounter false doctrines and prophets. In Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 16, we read, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord." Now back up. Back up in the same chapter to verse 9 and 11. Verse 9 and 11. Jeremiah speaking of false prophets. And this is what is said, "Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake." I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord, and because of the words of His holiness. Then in verse 11, for both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. And if we go to Matthew 7:16, the Lord Jesus tells us how to identify false prophets. How to identify false prophets. Matthew 7:16. The Word of God says, we shall know them by their fruits. We shall know them by their fruits. And verse 20 further amplifies the rest, or the test, of the false prophets. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. It's a repeat, and when something's repeated in God's Word, you better take it seriously, because it has a lot of concrete meaning behind it for our admonition. In other words, by their behavior, by their fruits, by their behavior. I remember the first time I saw these words, I thought, what are we anyway, apples and oranges? Know them by their fruits? Oh. However, through prayer and supplication, just like everything else, I began to slowly understand. Know them. Yes, know them. By what they say and by what they do. It's that simple. We shall know them by their fruits. We know them by what comes out of their mouth. We know them by their actions. That's not difficult to grasp, is it? Remember back when you were a child? Some of you will say, that's a long time ago, I don't know. And some will say, that's the way life is, right? Remember back when you were a child, how you followed along with the self-made leaders, so-called leaders, who had more mouth than brawn. Oh, yes. And your mom would tell you not to play their game. Not to play their game, stealing pears and apples from the neighbor's trees. I was one of them. Oh, should I have said that? Stealing fruit from the neighbor's trees. Like I say, I know of what I speak. I was there. Tell me, are there false prophets in your life? Are there? The blind leading the blind? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There could even be such as one sitting, or such a one, rather, sitting next to you in church. In church. Not in a movie theater, but in church. Or at the supper table. Ooh. Or even worse. Behind the pulpit. Ooh. Oh, yes. You say, well, how can I be sure? How can I be sure he's a false prophet? I don't know their private lives. Still the same. You can know by their fruits. How? By listening and observing. By listening and observing. Now, sooner or later, a rotten apple will turn the entire basket of apples into mush. Unless there is separation. Nobody likes separation, do they? No, that's a nasty word, but it's true. It's scriptural. Many folks think that all prophets are from olden time. Well, I beg to differ. False prophets have already infiltrated the Christian church, maybe even the one you attend. Perhaps not in all our neighborhoods, but nonetheless, there, in a Christian church. Surely in another nearby, anyway. Does the Bible not speak of a great falling away? a falling away from the faith that as the times become extreme, people get confused, they get worrisome, and their faith becomes weak. It's understandable. In many such cases, these false prophets are of the same countenance as your average churchgoer. They thought they were saved, and they believed they were saved, but they did not cross that fine line that separates the world and heaven. And what Jesus did at Calvary, do you understand? Have you ever attended a private Bible study group? Huh? Where you imagined everyone to be of the same mind, spiritually speaking, and yet have numerous versions of the Bible? Whoa! How does that work? People, God is not the author of confusion. No, He's not. God is not the author of confusion. I talked to a pastor once who said, God's not the author of nitpicking either. Oh, really? Nitpicking? I beg to differ, Pastor. What Bible is nitpicking written in anyway? Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Would that be unfair? Would that be unfair, huh? Well, I want to tell you, Mr. and Mrs. Christian, would that be unfair, huh? When one lays down their life for another, is that unfair? Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Is that unfair? Is it? Continuing. But only he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Okay? Now you can scream up and down the aisles or the roadways or byways as long as you want. And say, yeah, I'm a Christian. But only if you do the will of the Father which is in heaven. The proof of your pudding, I guess you might say. Is that unfair? Is it? Verse 23. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Is that unfair? Is it? I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. It's crude to use the term unfair. Oh, really? I'll tell you what's crude, dude. I'll tell you what's crude. Crude is having to sacrifice his only begotten son for sinners like you and I. Crude is people's spitting and lashing out at God's only begotten Son for something He did not do. Crude is to laugh and to kick and tear away at His garments. Crude is to yell at the top of your voice, crucify Him! Crucify Him! Crude is to nail the only begotten Son of God to an old wooden cross. And crude it is that He, the Son of God, should have to stand in the breach so that even a single sinner like you or me could have redemption and be eligible to enter into His heavenly kingdom. You aren't crude. It's crude to call yourself a child of the King when you tear His name asunder in the marketplace of the damned. That's crude. Crude. And then I will profess unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Tell me, where is your spiritual grit? Huh? Where is it? Do you walk away from spiritual battles because you're afraid of confrontation? Are you afraid to stand up for the Word of God that you hold so dear to your heart when you're in the temple, and yet wonder about it when you're in mixed company? Are you afraid to speak the name that's above every name for fear of reprisal? Are you? Then it's time. It's time for you to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Tell me, has your spiritual grit been tested lately? Has it? If you had to stand before the bench of God's court today, would the evidence be in your favor? Would it? Or would you hear His thunder and rejection? I never knew you. I never knew you. Would the voice of the Most High say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity? Wow. I know I shan't hear those. No, no. I don't want to. Will you? During the infancy of my salvation, excuse me for a second. During the infancy of my salvation, well, I found my faith being propelled along by what I thought were some of the great evangelists of our time. You know, you listen to preachers. Most of them are good, truthful. They hold the Word of God tightly in their hand and will not depart from it. Unfortunately, there are more that are not faithful, not true to God's Word. I found my faith being propelled by what I thought were some of the great evangelists of our time. Thanks be to God, He showed unto me the underlined truth. Names like Billy Graham, who arrogantly proclaimed that while Christ was the best way to heaven, He was not. Now get this, He was not the only way. I heard those words, saw those words coming out of His mouth personally. Jack Van Impe, who was instrumental in pointing me to the King James Authorized 1611 Bible, had departed from the faith once given unto him in favor of the new, I heard Stephen say it, the new King James Bible. Oh, the list goes on and on. I could keep going. I had preferred, actually, people like Jim Baker, whose sin found him out, or Jimmy Swagger, who likewise was revealed by the intervention of the Holy Spirit. These and others who got caught up in their vulnerability of sin returned to the enabling grace of the Holy Spirit, stronger and better able to confront the weaknesses of the flesh. I must retain, wherefore, within myself, the potential withdrawal from the comforting arms of my Savior. I must retain this, Jesus Christ, and thus hold fast to that which is mindful and from above. You know, there's one thing I learned through time, and that's this. The longer one lives in sinful depravity, the greater the release when heaven's parole board sets you free. Have you got that? The longer one has lived or lives in sinful depravity, the greater the release when heaven's parole board sets you free. Tell me, fellow believer, are you really a fellow believer? Or do you mix and match your Bible versions? Do you try this church when all you have to do is talk to the pastor and ask him, is this a Bible-believing King James authorized 1611 church? Now you might be saying, oh, we listen to that guy shooting off his face. 1611 King James authorized version. That's all you hear. Well, I'm not telling you, you have to go there. But I am saying if you don't go there, you might not get the truth. And what did they say about the truth? That's what sets you free, isn't it? Oh, I hope I didn't sound angry in saying that. But you know, I found out the hard way. Because I went from church to church to church, seeking the truth of God's Word, but I had also in my hand the King James Bible. When I taught school to the children, I had the King James in my hand. When I witnessed to the lost, I had the King James in my hand. And when I make up my messages on my site, my website, Battle Site for Christ, I have the King James 1611 authorized version in my hand. Why? Because I believe it is the Word of God. And when you go to New King James, if it's new, they say it's not true. It may look like it from the outside, and the trimmings may be the same, but inside it's not. And many other versions, there are over 400 versions of the Scriptures out there, or of the Bible, I should say. They're not really the Scriptures. But you know why? Because there's so many people that linger at the gate of salvation and just can't see their way through to get in through those gates. Why? Because they're confused. Somebody who witnessed to them told them this, and you're telling them that. Confusion is our greatest enemy, people. Are you confused? I'm telling you, get in a Bible group where everybody uses their own version of the Bible, and then you'll find out what confusion is. Go to a church that does away with a lot of the Scriptures because they seem to stop you or try to stop you from living what they call a normal life. And then they add things like entertainment, fireworks even, movies, even falling down in the aisles and rolling around. It's all there. But God didn't tell you to do it. God didn't say, show me that you're one of mine. You see, God, doesn't need to see you in action because God looks upon the heart. Have you got that? God looks upon the heart, and I'm so glad He does. You know, I never been known as a ball baby through my life, but I'll tell you, when I got saved and when I felt the presence of the indwelling Holy Spirit, I'll tell you, there are times when the tears would not stay back. The floodgates opened at times, and I let it go, and I felt no shame because the Spirit of God was moving inside me. Oh, yes. How is it with you? How is it with you? I pray that everything is fine, that you're on the right road, that you got the right Bible, that you attend the right church, that you mingle with the right people. Your beliefs are the same. I pray. I leave you with this. I leave you with this. The only sin that can keep you out of heaven is unforgiven sin. Have you got that? The only sin that can keep you out of heaven is unforgiven sin. Thank you for listening. May God be with you and give you the direction that you need. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. Amen.